Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A North Iowa man has been sentenced to almost 2 decades in federal prison for drug trafficking. Evidence in the case revealed that between February 2023 and continuing through February 2024, 37-year-old Justin Zobel of Mason City was involved in an ongoing methamphetamine distribution conspiracy based in Mason City. Law enforcement documented Zobel actively engaged in drug trafficking, including the sale of meth to a confidential informant. Zobel has a lengthy criminal history and began distributing meth immediately after being released from custody for a prior conviction. His criminal history includes numerous thefts, burglaries, eluding, domestic abuse assault, and controlled substance convictions. Last December, Zobel pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute meth. On Tuesday, he was sentenced in Sioux City by United States District Court Judge Leonard T. Strand to 225 months in federal prison. He must also serve a 5-year term of supervised release after prison. There is no parole in the federal system. Zobel is being held in United States Marshals custody until he can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement. The Cresco Public Library will host a sexual assault education and information session tomorrow evening from 5 to 6 p.m. Library Director Jordan Moore says the presentation, in partnership with the Riverview Center in Decorah, will discuss how common sexual harassment and or assault is.
80% of women and 43% of men have reported sexual harassment or violence in their lifetime, and that comes from the National Sexual Violence Resource Center.
Moore says the program is open to anyone who helps victims of sexual assault or thinks they may have been victimized themselves.
We want anyone to come to get this information, to learn exactly what it is, how to identify it, to prevent it for themselves, get the resources if it happens, and then what to do to help someone if they tell you that they're being sexually assaulted.
Moore says attendance is anonymous.
No registration required. We also won't take names as people arrive, so they can just show up on their free will and be able to participate in the program completely privately and on their own terms.
Moore adds that some people attend programs like these, and it will be during the session that they realize they have been victims. For more information, visit Cresco Public Library on Facebook. The 46th Annual Cerro Gordo Photo Show, sponsored by the Safford and Lena Locke Photo Endowment Fund, is now open in the Charles H. McNider Art Museum's Center Space Gallery in Mason City. A panel of judges reviewed 62 photographic entries from residents in Cerro Gordo County and those attending the spring or summer semesters at NIAC. 36 photographs by 20 artists were chosen for exhibition. Area residents whose work was chosen include Alec Hagen, Brad Jansen, Wendy Jansen, Dennis Nedefi, Margot Underwood, and Lisa Wolf, all of Clear Lake, along with Tyler Bartholomew, Emily Belt, Haley Cox Estep, David Crippen, Myla Fullerton, James Fullerton, Lisa Gruet, Kyle Lucas, Jim Rose, Catherine Skellinger, Melissa Summerfield, Helena Torres, and Abraham Wolf, all of Mason City, plus Alana Davison of Plymouth. An opening reception and awards ceremony will be held tonight starting at 6 o'clock, with cash award winners announced at 6:30. Prize money includes $125 for the entry selected best in show, $75 for second, and $50 for third. Honorable mentions will also be announced. Photographs in the first-time entrant category will be adjudged against other first-time entrants for the opportunity to win a $50 prize. The opening reception is free and open to the public. The 46th Annual Cerro Gordo Photo Show is open to the public through July 11th during regular museum hours. Admission is free. Find more information at McNiderArt.org. The Fayette County Cattlemen will host a steak and shake event this evening at the Dairy Barn on the Fayette County Fairgrounds in West Union. Drive-through service is available from 5 to 7 p.m. Meal choices include a $12 ribeye meal, $8 burger meal, plus $3 chocolate shakes. Each meal also includes chips and a water. Shakes will be served by the 2627 Fayette County 4-H Citizen Group. Find more information at Fayette County Cattlemen on Facebook. A couple of quick weather history notes from this date, May 7th, 1938. Rain across Iowa on May 7th and the 8th changed to sleet and snow at times, producing light accumulations at a few northern locations. Rockwell City recorded a total of 1.2 inches of snow, Lamar's 3 inches, Mason City and Storm Lake 4 inches. This date, May 7, 1964, 7 tornadoes touched down in Iowa, with 2 of these injuring people in northeastern portions of the state. One tornado produced F3 damage in Buchanan County, nearly leveling a home and injuring one person near Hazleton. Another tornado produced F2 damage in Blackhawk County, injuring 27 people as it traveled through Waterloo before dissipating near Raymond. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.